Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the state budget. The budget deadline has come and gone, but we are optimistic that we're very close here on the state budget. What is the latest?
The fiscal year has ended. We continue to negotiate. The problem is the governor and the House Democrats continue to push for additional spending, more spending than what we have coming into state government. And we continue to push back saying, you know, the state needs to live within its means. You can't spend more money than what's coming in. The taxpayers can't afford to pay any more. So we keep pushing back on the level of spending. The House did pass a budget a couple months ago over to the Senate that's currently sitting in the state Senate while negotiations continue. But we need some folks to realize that we need a fiscally responsible budget. And I'm very optimistic that we can come up with one very soon if everyone can get in a room and come to that reality that fiscal responsibility is critical for the Commonwealth. And that's what I'm going to continue pushing for.
Another thing that happened this week in Harrisburg was a press conference dealing with energy prices and what we can do to try to reduce that burden on all the people in Pennsylvania. What's going on here and what's in the works?
I participated in a press conference this week with a number of my colleagues to unveil a comprehensive 10-bill legislative package designed to keep the lights on and lower energy costs by expanding reliable baseload energy generation. Because we know Pennsylvania is an energy leader. We know we have the resources, we have the technology, we have the workforce. We have all the pieces that we need to continue growing our energy industry, to bring additional growth and prosperity to the Commonwealth. We have an opportunity in front of us with the right energy policy to grow the energy industry, to put more people to work, and ultimately bring down the cost of energy, because it truly is a supply and demand issue. We have demand rising and supply has been stagnant or decreasing. There's no reason for that other than poor energy policy. We need comprehensive state energy policy that promotes energy production in the state, and that's what's going to help us bring down the cost of energy. And this 10-bill legislative package will help with that effort. That's what I'm going to continue pushing for.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a senior expo that you got to participate in last week. I understand the Cameron County Senior Center set this up. What are the details?
Well, I really enjoyed participating in the third annual Cameron County Senior Expo that was hosted by the Emporium Senior Center. I want to especially thank Don Perry, the center president, and Jennifer Kane, the center director, and all the volunteers who helped make this event a success. I also caught up with Cameron County Commissioner James Moat, who was on hand representing America 250 in Cameron County. So what a great event, all focused on providing information about services available for senior citizens.
One of the great things about our freedoms in our country is how free it is to do what we want, and we're going to do some of what we want this weekend. It is Fish for Free Day on Independence Day. Talk to us about this weekend and all the wonderful things going on.
On Saturday, July 4th, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission will host their second Fish for Free Day to allow anyone, resident or non-resident, to legally fish on all Pennsylvania waterways. There's no license required, but all other fishing regulations apply. It's a great way to expose the next generation of anglers to the outdoors. There's more information available at the Fish Commission's website at www.fishandboat.com.
And of course, America 250, what a birthday. What are you doing?
This Saturday is Independence Day, and it's certainly an extra special one as we mark our nation's 250th birthday. It's a time to reflect on the enduring spirit that has carried our nation through challenge, change, and possibility. The milestone also invites us to celebrate the courage, creativity, and resilience that generations have poured into building our country and making it what it is today. So while celebrating this weekend, please take a moment to honor where we've been and look forward with hope to what we can accomplish together in the years ahead.
Happy birthday, America. This has been Weekly Update. The State Representative, Martin Causer. Tune in for another episode next week.